What is the difference between mold, mildew, and fungi? Have you noticed spots in your home that look like mold, but you aren't quite sure what it is? Mold, mildew, and fungus are terms often used interchangeably to describe the same thing, mold growth. It grows in moist and damp conditions. If there is excessive humidity and moisture, it flourishes and can result in a major mold infestation. In this podcast, we will guide you through everything there is to know about mold, fungi, and mildew, and how to get rid of them. So let's get started. What is mold? Mold is a fungal growth that develops on damp or rotting organic materials. Mold will grow in places with a lot of dampness, such as near pipes, windows, bathrooms, and roof leaks, as well as in areas that have recently flooded. The growth of spores bearing secondary fungi-specific chemicals gives mold its dust-like, vibrant look. The fungus uses spores to propagate its organisms. However, not all fungi result in the growth of mold. Common mold types. Mold may be categorized into three main types: toxigenic, which produces toxic compounds that can be hazardous and even lethal; pathogenic, which affects people with acute illnesses; and allergenic, which causes allergies and asthma attacks. Are mildew and mold the same thing? Although mold and mildew are both fungi, they are typically different from each other. If you are wondering which is worse, mold or mildew, the answer is mold. That's because, in contrast to mildew, mold can be hazardous and can seriously harm your health. And what about fungus? Is that also mold? Both fungus and mold are members of the fungal kingdom. And although they have some similarities, there is also some differences as well. Let's take a closer look. Similarities between mold and fungus. Mold feeds on decomposing organic waste. Fungi and mold are both members of the same kingdom. Mold is a type of fungus and has spores that they use to proliferate, much like other fungi do. They are both decomposers. Difference between mold and fungus. The primary distinction between mold and fungi is that mold is a multicellular, filamentous fungus, while other types of fungi can be either unicellular or multicellular organisms with a chitin cell wall. What is mildew? Mildew is another type of fungus. Mildew and mold are often confused for the same thing, but when compared to mold, a similarly related fungus, mildew may be identified mainly through its color. If you look at pictures of mildew and mold online, you will get a better idea. Mildew is frequently linked to wet clothing, fibers, leather products, and many plant diseases. Common mildew types. The two forms of mildew that are most well recognized are powdery mildew and downy mildew. Downy often starts as yellow dots that eventually turn brown. Potatoes, grapes, and other agricultural goods are where it is most commonly found. Powdery mildew starts as gray or white splotches, but as it spreads, it becomes yellowish brown or black. The majority of blooming plants have it. Difference between mold and mildew. The distinctive difference between mold and mildew on walls is in the appearance. Mold often appears slimy or fuzzy, has a thickened appearance, and can be any hue, particularly dark green and black. In comparison, mildew develops on surfaces, is powdery, it appears white or gray, and is usually flat. The difference between mold and mildew that is worth noting is that mildew is less penetrating and bothersome. Mold is frequently a component of a bigger outbreak that may require professional mold remediation, whereas mildew is a superficial fungus that is more easily cured. While mildew can also lead to minor respiratory issues like coughing, mildew is less dangerous to your health. What is fungi? The class of organisms that produce spores and consume organic substances is known as fungi. Fungi can be incredibly sophisticated multicellular creatures or single-celled critters. Although they may exist in almost any habitat, most do so on land, commonly in the soil. Mold, mildew, yeast, and a variety of other creatures are examples of fungi. How to get rid of mold and mildew? Your health and your property might be negatively impacted by mold and mildew. Mold and mildew can grow anywhere there is a lot of moisture or humidity. Identifying the areas where mold and mildew are present is the first step in getting rid of them. there are different methods of removing mold and mildew. Mildew may be scrubbed with a brush and treated with hydrogen peroxide. You may also think about covering the mildew with paint. To remove mold, you can also employ bleach, baking soda, disinfectant, or other chemicals. Each approach effectively cleans the mold and mildew in its particular manner, but they do not assist you in preventing mold growth in your home in the future, since the mold may reappear over time. It is advised to seek professional assistance for mold and mildew removal to clean and prevent future mold infestation. Hiring a licensed mold removal company is the best way to get rid of mold and mildew, since they are equipped with the tools necessary for thorough remediation. Our mold services. While mildew is relatively treatable and cleanable, it may be dangerous to your health and home if it develops into a more extensive mold infestation. If you see any mold development, you should get professional help right away to prevent further spread and exposure. If you are concerned about mold spreading in your home and require a long-term solution, you can get a free consultation from our experts. Our specialists will analyze, evaluate, and provide you with effective mold remediation services to ensure that your home is clean and safe from mold for the foreseeable future. The experts on our teams are qualified, have years of experience in the field, and use top-notch equipment to ensure you receive the best service possible. When you choose FDP mold remediation, you can anticipate a rapid and effective solution to your mold problems.